This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you listen carefully, you may just hear the machinery of government ramping back up after the great shutdown of 2013. By one estimate from Standard & Poor's, the partial closure cost $24 billion. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looks into this further.
Standard & Poor's estimates that the $24 billion loss will shave a little more than 0.5% off fourth quarter GDP growth, and the costs are likely to continue because the agreement to reopen the government and raise the debt ceiling is only temporary. Sam Stovall is chief equity strategist at S&P Capital IQ. He says businesses will be reluctant to invest in this atmosphere.
Companies who are sitting on hoards of cash are going to be less willing to spend that cash if they realize that another fight is just around the corner.
Consumer confidence is also taking a hit, which leads other economists to worry they'll spend less during the all-important holiday shopping season. And there's another cost to the government. It's having to pay more to borrow money. IHS Global Insight estimates higher interest rates will add $114 million to the federal debt. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.